Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 4, entitled Hiranyakashipu Terrorizes the Universe, Text 31 and 32, and on the Bodhis 32. Dasavat Sanata Arya Angri Pichivat Dinavatsala Bhatrivat Sadrishe Snigda Gushu Ishwa Bhavana Vidya Arta Rupa Janma Adya Mana Stambha Vivajita Dashavat Sanyata Rangri Ichiva Dinavat Sala Vadvat Sadrishe Snigdo Gushi Ishwa Bhavana Vidyata Rupa Janmadyo Manastamba Vivajita Dasavat Sanatya Yangi Pitriva Dina Vatsala Vatrivat Sadrishe Snigdo Gushi Swara Bhavana Vidyata Rupa Janmadyo Manastamba Vivajita Dasavat Sanatar Yangri Vichivat Dinavat Sala Vachivat Sarishe Sikdo Luishwa Bhavana Vijayata Rupa Janmadyo Manastamba Vivajita. Strategies. Savat. It's training, conditioning, you know, to four lines. Sorry. Dashavat, like a menial servant. Sanata, always obedient. Arya Angri, at the lotus feet of great persons. Prithivat, exactly like a father. Dinavatsala, kind to the poor. Vatrivat, exactly like a brother. Sadrishe, to his equals. Sigda, very affectionate. Gushu, unto the spiritual masters. Ishwara Bhavana, who considered exactly like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vidya, education. Arta, riches. Rupa, beauty. Janma, aristocracy, or nobility. Adya, endowed with. Mana, pride. Stambha, impudence. Vivajita, completely free from. Translation: the qualities of Maharaj Prahlad, the son of Hiranyakashipu, are described herewith. He was completely cultured as a qualified Brahmin, having a very good character and being determined to understand the absolute truth. He had full control of his senses and mind, like the super soul. He was kind to every living being and was the best friend of everyone. To a respectable person, he acted exactly like a menial servant. To the poor, he was like a father. And to his equals, he was attached like a sympathetic brother. And he considered his teachers, spiritual masters, and older godbrothers to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was completely free from unnatural pride that might have arisen from his good education, riches, beauty, aristocracy, and so on, responsibly. The qualities of Maharaj Prahlad, the son of Hiranyakashipu, are described herewith. He was completely cultured as a qualified Brahmin, having a very good character and being determined to understand the absolute truth. He had full control of his senses and mind. Like the super soul, he was kind to every living entity and was the best friend of everyone. To respectable persons, he acted exactly like a menial servant. To the poor, he was like a father. To his equals, he was attached like a sympathetic brother. And he considered his teachers, spiritual masters and godbrothers, older godbrothers, to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was completely free from unnatural pride, that might have arisen from his good education, riches, beauty, aristocracy, and so on. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. So these are some of the qualifications of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is automatically a Brahmin because a Vaishnava has all the qualities of a Brahmin. Samo dhamma tapo socham, kshanti ajama mevacha, gyanam vijnanam astikyam, brahma kama swabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmins work. Bhagavad Gita 18:42. These qualities are manifest in the body of a Vaishnava. Therefore, a perfect Vaishnava is also a perfect Brahmin. as indicated here by the words of Bhamanya Sila Sampanna. A Vaishnava is always determined to understand the Absolute Truth. And to understand the Absolute Truth, one needs to have full control over his senses and mind. Prahlad Maharaj possesses all these qualities. A Vaishnava is always well-wisher of everyone. The six Goswamis, for example, are described in this way, Dhira Dhira Jana Priya. They were popular with both the gentle and the ruffians. A Vaishnava must be equal to everyone regardless of one's position. Atmavat. A Vaishnava should be like Paramatma. Vaishnava should be like Paramatma. Ishwa Sarvabhutanam Rideshe Junatishtati. Paramatma does not hate anyone. Indeed, he is in the heart of a Brahmin, but he's also in the heart of a pig. As the moon never refuses to distribute its pleasing rays, even to the home of a Chandala, a Vaishnava never refuses to act for everyone's welfare. Therefore, a Vaishnava is always obedient to the spiritual master, Arya. The word Arya refers to one who has advanced in knowledge. One who is deficient in knowledge cannot be called Arya. At the present, however, the word Arya is used to refer to those who are godless. This is the unfortunate situation of Kali Yuga. The word Guru refers to the spiritual master who initiates his disciples into advancement in the science of Krishna or Krishna consciousness. As stated by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Shri Bhagwan Mantra Padesha Ki Gurav Iti Yataha Om Jnanatimandasya Gyananjala Shalakaya Chakshumitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Datati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Go Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakal Paturubhyacha, Kipa Sinyubhyaya Vacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine, Namaste Saswati Deve, Gauravani Pacharine, Nivishesha Shunyavadi Pachati Teshatayane, Shlupupada Ki. So Mother Devahuti, she was the mother of God. Kapiladev. So she was asking all these questions. And then in the verse, it says that Lord Kapiladev, he smiled at his mother. So Prabhupada in the purple said that if Krishna smiles at you, what else do you want? So imagine that Krishna creates an incarnation just for you. He creates a form of the Lord just for you, a special form that no one ever has seen. Just for you. Imagine that Krishna creates a whole pastime just for you. You and him together, one pastime. Imagine that you tell someone, yes, the Lord is in the pillar. And he catches the pillar and Krishna comes out of the pillar. Imagine that. Just for you. So this is what happened to Prahlad. Krishna created a whole new incarnation, something that no one ever had seen. Just to be able to keep Lord Brahma's promise intact and protect his devotee. He created a whole pastime, the Prahlad Nisinga pastime, just for him. Imagine how much love Krishna must have for Prahlad. The attraction that Prahlad must have for the Lord. Because unless you love someone, you don't do all these things. Like for example, I may be carrying the suitcase of someone I don't like and the suitcase is very heavy. It's very heavy for me and I feel very much pain. But then my Guru Maharaj comes and his suitcase is very heavy. And I feel so much happiness. Because I'm doing it for someone that I love. So there's some kind of attraction there that Krishna has for Prahlad. Why is Prahlad attractive so much to the Lord? Because in the mature world we all want to be attractive. Everything is based on attraction. We want to attract seniors. We want to attract the opposite sex. We want to attract people who are rich, who are beautiful, who have power. We always want to be attractive. And this is manifested through the way we dress, the way we tie our sikhas, the way we fix our hair, the way we sometimes wear nice earrings, nice watches. Although to be attractive is not a bad thing, Prabhupada told my Guru Maharaj, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, once, he says that we eat to please our stomach. There's a Bengali proverb, he says, and we dress to please others. We dress nicely. But this principle of attraction, to want to be attractive, is a natural principle. So we dress nicely, the woman will dress nice saris, sometimes makeup, sometimes nice jewelry, everything so that we can attract. So people who are very beautiful, then people become attracted. People who are very powerful, people become attracted, power attracts. People who become from rich families, because he has explained that he was completely free from a natural pride that might have arisen from his good education, riches, beauty, aristocracy. These are the four things. So later in the same canto, in the ninth chapter, Prahlad Maharaj speaks one verse, I think it's the ninth verse, where he says that all these things, that this aristocracy, this beauty, this education, good family, education, all this, it will not attract the Lord. He says this, this ninth chapter, he explained in his prayer. It will not be attractive to the Lord. These are not the qualities. So Rupa Goswami explains that someone may cook really a lot of dishes for you, but you don't have any appetite, so you cannot eat. So similarly, we may offer so many things to the Lord, but because there's no devotion, the Lord cannot eat. You understand the relation, Rupa Goswami says. You don't have appetite. So much dishes are there, but the appetite is not there. So many offerings we can give to Krishna, but the devotion is not there. So definitely, these are not the qualities that Nrisingadev or Lord Krishna was attracted to Prahlad, because he came from a demoniac family, but his father was a Brahmin. They were very, very cultured. They were rich, they were powerful, but they were godless. So these are not the qualities that Krishna is looking for. I don't know if you remember this past time, Sanatan Goswami, when he went through the forest, he developed all these sores on his body. So one time he was going to go meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he did not want to go on the path where the Brahmins in front of Simadwar, the gate going into the temple to worship the deities. He was afraid that if the Brahmins touch me, they will become contaminated. So he went through the beach, and the beach is so hot in midday that on his feet developed some boils, some sores. It was oozing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "What happened?" Oh, he said, "I did not want to go because I did not want to, you know, contaminate the Brahmin by chance. So I went through the beach." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that everyone worships you. You are like the master of everything. But still, you uphold the Vaishnava etiquette. Vaishnava etiquette, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, is the ornament of the devotee. The behavior of the devotee, how the devotee behaves, how he deals with things, his manifestation, that is the ornament. This is the beauty. Like, for example, if you have a child, and the child is very submissive, the child is very listening, he tells mantras, he does these yajnas, everything looks so perfect. We feel attracted by these qualities, these natural qualities. The senior is very much attracted when the junior manifests qualities of submissiveness, and the junior is very attracted to the devotee who protects him, the senior devotee who protects him, the different relationships. So this Vaishnava etiquette, the behavior of the devotee, is what makes the devotee beautiful. Not all these ornaments, these material ornaments. That is why Nrisingadev appeared. Because of Prahlad's behavior, because of Prahlad's submissiveness, surrender to him. Although Krishna is equal to everyone, he doesn't make any distinction. But if someone is a friend to him, he'll be a friend to him. A friend to him, he'll also be a friend. In this way, it's reciprocative. So these are the qualities that Krishna is looking for in us. Now these qualities of what we call Vaishnava etiquette, they're not external qualities. Like for example, in the beginning they tell us, when you take prasad, don't use your left hand. Don't eat. Don't speak. Better not to speak while you eat. Don't walk while you eat. But when you become advanced, this natural quality of respecting prasad develops. Why? Because you see, the prasad is Krishna. So naturally you respect prasad. It's a natural thing. Oh, this is Krishna. Let me be very careful. Let me not walk. Let me respect the prasad. Let me not leave anything in my plate. It's not that it's an external quality, this Vaishnava etiquette. Like, for example, if someone is wealthy, richness will come. The man will buy many houses. The man will buy many cars. Why? Because he has richness. He has wealth. So unless there is internally this mood, then these richness of etiquette, of Vaishnava behavior, will not come up naturally. Will come up, won't come. So it's not that all these behavior that we've taught, how to deal with things, how to deal with people, different situation, that it's an artificial thing. It's a natural thing. But it's not developed in us. But when we become more Krishna conscious, when our spiritual body develops or manifests, then this Vaishnava etiquette develops. And that becomes very attractive to the Lord. Like, for example, when we realize that the devotee is very special, or everything is connected to the Lord, how can someone kill an ant? When you see Krishna in the heart of the ant, when you see that this living entity is also a soul who's passed through so many lifetimes, so when the devotee develops and sees things, everything in connection with Krishna, how can he kill? It's not possible. The situation, the Bhagavad Gita says that for one who kills in this world doesn't really kill. But that's a special situation for someone who is really connected to Krishna. But how can someone hurt? Because his natural quality of love within his heart. Like, for example, I gave the example last time, Prabhupada gives that example, that the mother, she's walking in the house and she's seeing the shoes of her child. The child is out, but so much love develops for the shoe. She doesn't love the shoe, she loves the child, because the shoe is connected to the child, she loves the shoe. So because the devotee naturally sees Krishna in everything, he naturally loves everything. So this Vaishnava etiquette of being respectful to devotees, respectful to life, comes naturally. In the same way that the respect for prasad develops naturally. So it's not that this Vaishnava etiquette is something external or an imposition. Prabhupada said in his the CD or the disc that he did, the Apple disc, that this is not an imposition on the mind, this chanting. It's a natural thing. So this Vaishnava etiquette or this behavior naturally manifests as one has wealth, richness manifests. It manifests naturally within the heart of the devotee. Like, for example, when you have a tree and the tree bears very heavy fruits, you see the branches of the tree come down. So in the same way, when someone develops a lot of love for Krishna, like fruits, he naturally bends down in humility. His humility becomes natural through the pressure or through the pressure of the love, the fruits of love of God. It's a natural thing. So obviously we learn that don't do this, don't do that. Like, for example, when we were trained to go on the altar, we would never, especially on Sunday feasts, we would be careful not to go in the temple room when a lot of people were there, because if someone touched us, we had to go take another shower, because we were considered contaminated. This is the example of Sanatana Goswami going through the beach and not going through Simadwar path, because he was afraid. So that is also an etiquette. The way we have to behave between each other, the way we behave with things, the etiquette in the temple, like, for example, we speak in the temple, we discuss so many things. But if someone realizes, oh, Krishna is in front of me, how can I do? Like, for example, you're not supposed to turn the back on Krishna. You're not supposed to speak in front of the spiritual master. You should not, in the sense of praising yourself in front of the spiritual master of the deities. So we learn that and we try not to do. But when you develop the realization that, wow, Krishna's on the altar, then it won't happen. Because you realize that's Krishna and that's me, and I can't do that. That's God in front of me. So this Vaishnava etiquette, which is the beauty of the devotee, like, for example, sometimes men may be attracted to women, but they'll be very much attracted to a chaste woman, because the chastity of a woman becomes very attracted to the husband. You know that Prabhupada gave an example of the Paratha. You know the story of the Paratha? I heard this from Prithu's wife. What's her name? Gambaru. There was one king, and this king, he was building a wall. So the wife, she saw that the laborers, they were cheating the king. They would put one brick, sand, brick, sand. She was thinking, oh, they're cheating my king. So obviously she didn't go and tell the king, you're such a fool, your laborers are cheating you. The king wouldn't have taken it very well. So she created the Paratha. Pragata, she created two little pieces, something inside. And the king said, this is so nice. How did you think about it? Oh, you know, every day I see your workers, they put bricks and bricks and bricks and, oh, the king's thinking, oh, I'm getting cheated. So he took the worker and put the worker, the labor chief, in the wall. And he left a little hole for his mouth so he could breathe. So the mother of the labor, the wife of the labor would come every day and give some ghee to the worker, because ghee gives life. So when the queen saw this, she felt very bad for the worker. The woman's heart is very soft. So she decided to give the paratha to the king again, but with some ghee on the top. So the king said, this is very nice with the ghee. Where did you get this idea? Oh, he says, every day I see the wife of the worker you put in the wall, give some ghee so he could live, and ghee gives life. So immediately the king released the worker. So this quality, very attractive. When the junior is serving very nicely, the senior, very attractive. When the senior is protecting the junior, very attractive. And these qualities naturally manifest. So the qualities that are described here of Prahlad are qualities that are very attractive to the Lord. These are the qualities. Like, for example, in his relationships, it's explained that with seniors, he would see them like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His spiritual masters, his older God brothers, he would treat them as such. And then his equals, he would treat them like brothers. And then his juniors, he would instruct them and protect them. So his etiquette was perfect. Whoever he would deal with, he would deal based on the relationship. For example, I may say to my friend, you're stupid, or you're so funny. I may want to convey the same message to a senior devotee, but I will not do it in the same way. Maybe the senior devotee is doing a mistake. So I will say, oh, you made a mistake. No, I cannot. So I'll go through with someone else. So am I dealing with different than when I deal with another person? So Prahlad was expert to deal with different types of relationships. And that was his Vaishnava etiquette. And why would the juniors serve the seniors? Because the seniors are giving so much love, so much protection, so much nice instruction, that they naturally want to serve. Like when Prabhupada came, he never asked for anything. He never said, put a dhoti. He never said, you should put tea. Like, actually, after the first initiation, they asked him, what else is there? Oh, he said, okay, let me tell you. Four principles, chanting 16 rounds. Then he told them, after the initiation, when they asked. So he was giving so much to them that they naturally felt compelled and let me serve. So that should be the transcendental relationship. But when that equilibrium is broken, a junior is disrespectful to a senior, the senior doesn't protect the junior, then there's some kind of... the equilibrium is broken and there's uneasiness. Some uneasiness is there because the etiquette is broken. So these are the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. And because he's a Vaishnava, he has the brahminical qualities, he controls his mind, he's peaceful, he's equal to all. This is very surprising, isn't it? This verse that the devotee, the Vaishnava, is like the super soul. The super soul is equal to everyone. And that is very difficult. But why would Prahlad be able to do this? Because he was completely free from unnatural pride. He wasn't proud. He wasn't thinking that I'm from a king family, I'm such a big person. No, he didn't have all these things. He was like the super soul. He was naturally wanting to be equal to all and be loving to everyone. This is one quality of the 26 qualities, Ajata Shantru, that the advanced devotee, the Vaishnava, has no enemies. He has no enemies. People can be his enemy, but he has no enemies. Some people may hate him, but he doesn't hate anyone. He loves everyone. He's equal to everyone. So Prahlad was manifesting all these qualities that made his father angry. He was preaching to his father, you shouldn't see enemies, you shouldn't see friends, you should see everything in relationship to the Lord. But in the demoniac families, you have to think of enemies. He's my enemy. He's not giving me what I want. I will destroy that person. This person's my friend. He's giving me what I want. But Prahlad was so different. He was thinking, some brainwashed people have come. Brainwashed my son. Huh? Before, we used to say the deprogrammers, because in the 80s, people would come and deprogram the devotees. They would take the devotees out, and they would tell them, you're not a devotee, break the beads, and try to deprogram there. Prabhupada said that actually we're washing the brains from the stool. We do brain wash. We take the stool and we take the brain and take the stool out. Anyways, just to summarize, this is the description of Prahlad Maharaj's qualities. And you can see because of these qualities, Krishna, think about it, Krishna has created a new incarnation for Prahlad. He has come in the form of Nrisingadev, something that no one had ever seen before. He had created this pastime, will be discussed eternally in the universes for years to come, all the time, universe after universe. Why? Because he is Bhaktavatsal. One endearing qualities of Krishna is Bhaktavatsal. He's the lover of his devotee. He doesn't care, he breaks his promise. That's why he told Arjuna, so you tell everyone that my devotee will never perish. Why you? Because people won't trust me. Because sometimes I break my promise. And which promise he breaks? He wants to protect his devotee. When Ashwatthama came to kill Parikshit in the womb, he took the chakra and protected Parikshit. And then Prabhupada said, Krishna wants to be known as Bhaktavatsal more than a mundane moralist. So Krishna has so much love for us. And this is the love that he's manifesting here to Prahlad by coming to protect him. Because Prahlad manifested these natural Vaishnava etiquette, natural Vaishnava qualities. And these qualities, and it was so nice yesterday when Prabhu gave class, just by chanting everything will come. That if we just chant, we don't have to endeavor separately, just by the chanting everything will naturally manifest because it's already there. You don't have to teach the son or the child to walk. It's already there, the walking propensity. You're just trying to help so it comes out and it manifests. So all these qualities are in us. But we have to reawaken these qualities. And then by doing this, Krishna will become attracted to us and will pick us up. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta said, don't try to see Krishna, but act in such a way that Krishna will see you. Because what are we? We're nothing. But if we manifest these qualities, because Krishna is hankering for us to come back, he sees, oh, look at these qualities. He'll naturally come and take us like that. Any question or comments? It's 1:45. I mean, I was thinking of this. Imagine Krishna came as Nrisingadev just for Prahlad. Yes.
Thank you so much for the class. I just wanted to add up this point that you said, the chanting and then the qualities naturally manifest. And then you said that we follow the Vaishnava etiquette because it's God and we understand that God is there. And I just wanted to, it just came to my mind this quote from Shivaram Maharaj's book, Naparayaham, where he mentions that the prema, she flees away when somebody tries to define her. By what? Any, define what is prema. By literal, like by words or by anything. And the only thing that defines prema is whether what pleases my beloved and what displeases. And then when you were saying the chanting, this chanting awakens prema within the heart, and then prema awakens, then all the qualities come up as a side effect. Just that just came to my mind. Thank you so much.
Anything else? I always like in the CC when Gadagani says that I want to please you, Krishna. And if, when I'm not happy, that pleases you, that pleases me. If you're happy when I'm not happy, that makes me happy. This is the real love, huh? Anything else? Yes, Prabhu.
I like these qualities, but there's one quality that I heard that when I heard it, I didn't kind of like it. And that is that Prahlad Maharaj, he treated all the seniors and all the elders, those who were a senior or elder to him, as if they were the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
He considered his teachers, spiritual master, and all the God brothers to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's very tough.
Yeah. So when I heard that, I immediately, my mind screamed out, is there no discrimination? In other words, there might be a few seniors or a few elders who I kind of look at as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then there's some elders and some other seniors.
It doesn't mean you associate, but you respect. Like, for example, someone may have deviated. So it doesn't mean you follow his path, but you be respectful. You be respectful to them. Respect has to be there even to an aunt. So what to speak of someone who's 65 years old? Even economy is coming on the bus. You give him the seat. You respect. He's older. He's elderly. Seniority comes by position, by age, by time of joining, by spiritual advancement. All of them are separate. But you never lose by respecting. But it doesn't mean you have to follow what they say.
Okay, well, respecting I can handle. But accepting them as the Supreme Personality of God, that's like a little bit
high. Yeah, but he's speaking about spiritual masters. He's speaking about spiritual master, older God brothers. He's speaking about... what's the other one? Teachers. No, here. He's saying... He considers teachers, spiritual master, and older God brothers. So he's speaking about devotees in good standing.
All right, so this, if you say... Sorry, I don't mean to be keep on going.
No.
But if you say that it only is applicable to devotees in good standing, then what about devotees in bad standing?
But the point is that you
not
should
respect them?
No, you have to respect everyone.
But okay, I can respect them, but do I have to see devotees who are not in good standing, who are my seniors, as good as the Supreme Personality of God?
Well, it says that you should see the God brothers of your spiritual master, like the spiritual master. And you should see older God brothers as spiritual master also. But the nectar of instruction teaches us that sometimes you may find devotees that don't have good qualities. So you don't have to associate, although you respect. So you have to know the difference. The point is that we it's very easy for us to disrespect. The problem of Juna, he didn't want to break the dynasty line. Because if you know no more seniors, how the juniors will advance? So in ISKCON, a lot of times, I remember... Gavinda Swarupu said, it was at a GBC meeting in the 85 or whatever. After a lot of gurus fell down, he said, we broke the chain of authority in ISKCON because people lost faith. But the principle is this, that you have to learn how to serve. We have to learn how to serve. Unless we learn how to serve and surrender, we won't make advancement. And Krishna is not going to come down in front of us for him to serve him. So you serve through the principle. So you serve the spiritual master, you serve the God brothers, you serve older people. But depending on how they stand, you may not follow their examples. But we have to be respectful. We have to learn this. How are we going to go back if we don't? Without going into details, Kirtanagiri.
Okay, fair enough.
No, makes sense? Oh, Prabhu.
I'm just saying it's fair enough. That's what I said, fair enough, okay. You want to turn it into a lecture?
That part also struck me also when I heard that, because that I was thinking if everyone had that mood, what a wonderful world this would be. What a wonderful society would be. But it takes to see everyone, to treat your God brothers, he says there, and seniors also, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It takes complete humility to be able to do that. And like you say, it has to be naturally. It's coming naturally, because that humility, as one advances, that humility, genuine humility, will actually develop also. So, but if everyone was like that, in the Madhyam, we distinguish. Right? We make friends with the devotees, friends with the equals. Respect the elders and show mercy to the seniors. But Prahlad is transcendental. Prahlad Maharaj is an avadhu. He's on the platform of Prema, practically. But what struck me was, I don't see like that. But if I could see like that, and everyone saw like that, what a fantastic society it would be. Fantastic.
But what people forget also is that it's not just respect the seniors. The seniors have to be loving. Because unless you have love for the juniors, unless you protect the juniors, help them and be kind and loving and not envious. Sometimes seniors can be envious of juniors. So if this loving reciprocation is there, naturally the junior will want to serve and the senior naturally will want to protect. But if it's only a one-way thing, the senior wants to be served and doesn't protect the junior, and the junior wants to be protected, doesn't respect the senior, it won't work. It has a combination. And it won't come, it was going to come naturally, but even if we don't have it, we have to do it. That's why we follow this, we sadhachar, we practice. So in practice, always senior, okay. So let me back. But it doesn't mean you follow, you have to know, you have to be able to know who to associate with, who is good association, and then you know this through your teachers. Thank you, Guru.
Hare Krishna. Thank you both for the nice class. I had two questions. First one, you said the first point about how Krishna appeared in a very special form that he had never appeared before. Isn't it that Narasimha is supposed to be in eternal, all the Krishna's incarnations are eternal?
Yeah, it's eternal, but in sense in that, is it he comes only one time in the day of Brahma? Is that correct or wrong? Do you know? How many times does he come in one day, Obama? You know? Huh? He comes every pass, every kalpa. So for that kalpa, it's one.
And another one was, you know, how you spoke about when we chant, all the good qualities automatically manifest. But then we see many devotees, not to criticize them, but just if you don't have the right association, then even if you're chanting for many, many years, somehow those many of the good qualities still...
Well, it depends. Prahlad didn't have the right association, yes, but he had the qualities. But generally, yes, you should have the good association, but you could be in the wrong association. It depends of your faith in Krishna, because when you chant, you're associating with Krishna, so you have the good association when you chant. But you may not have the good mood to associate with Krishna because of the wrong association. But you cannot say, oh, I don't have the good association, I cannot make advancement. Because when you chant, you have the real association is your chanting. It hit me when Janivas Prabhu gave class yesterday when he said, just by chanting. And it makes sense. You just sit down. If you could just sit down and chant. But the mind is so devious. It just doesn't want to let us chant. That's why in the teaching, there's a little book Prabhupada did, or the BBT did, teaching of Prahlad, and it says that the soul is even envious of itself. When you're envious of someone, you don't want to give what that person needs. So the soul doesn't want even to give to itself what is important, which is to be able to just relax, chant. Chanting is just, it's easy to chant. But no, the mind's going to say, that's what Maharaj was saying, oh, the mind wants to open the window now. Okay, continue chanting, let's go open the window. Always something. Some devotee was telling me now devotees are always on the handheld, chanting in the handheld. You know? There was different types of japa, you know, the phantom japa, the devotee in the temple, Hare Krishna. Then the children japa, Hare Kiri Kiri Kiri, Hare Kiri Kiri. Then the Pajalpa japa, Hare Krishna. What's Prashad? Krishna Krishna. So now there's the handheld japa, you know, Hare Krishna Krishna. Thank you very much. Jai Prabhupada.